last question with Tanya. We'll start with you and give us your elevator pitch in here of why we should vote for Tony Tangwall for the 43rd District.
One of the funny things about politics when you get into it is one of the obnoxious things that you have to promote yourself. You know, that's you kind of we're promoting ourselves. Last time I promoted myself like this was 34 years ago to a 19-year-old hillbilly girl from West Virginia. That was the last campaign I was ever in, and I won it. And so we've been married 34 years. So, you know, promoting ourselves is kind of comes as a strange thing. So I guess what I want to tell you is this. I'll lay out three things that when we get to Lincoln, three bills that we're going to drop. And first of all, we're gonna drop a bill that's going to take care of this problem. If you and your family, if you in your household, you've had to sell capital assets, cows, tractors, restaurant equipment, whatever your business, and if you've had to sell those things in a year because you've had sickness or disease come into your household, cancer, whatever it is, and you've gotten in a jam, if it's you, your spouse, or your dependent children that's caused that problem, we want to see some legislation that would say that money is not going to go on to your state income tax that year. I mean, you just can't. When you're getting kicked in the head by disease, the last thing you need to do as a state of Nebraska to put the final nail in your coffin. So that's one of the bills that we're going to drop. We're also working on an eminent domain bill that I believe and people we're talking to and working with on will be, if we can get it passed, will be the gold standard for the nation. So we're working on an eminent domain bill. And then we're going to have something called the Paperwork Reduction Act. It's just absolutely insane that our fire chief in Crawford, Nebraska, Brian Prosser, has to spend 2 weeks fighting fire on the Pine Ridge and then spend the next 2 weeks filling out paperwork, accounting for all the hamburgers that he took out to the guys on the line. And that paperwork is exhausting. So we've got fire chiefs across the state that have taken time out of their lives to fight fire. And then the state of Nebraska needs them to fill out all this paperwork. You know, the paperwork that should be filed is this. P.S. The fire is out. Okay? And yeah. And I mean, this is paperwork that is just, and it gets back to the healthcare system and all these things, long-term healthcare, the regulation. Some of this stuff just has got to stop. Someone needs to stand up. And so, you know, the Paperwork Reduction Act and say enough's enough, you know. And so those are three things that we're going to drop when we get there and fight hard to get them passed for the 43rd District. And I think that we as people, this job, I looked at it, it pays $12,000 a year. That is no reason to do this job. This job is really a servant's job. That's what it is. You're serving people. You're representing people. And you've got to have a track record of being a servant. And, you know, selfish people aren't good servants. Self-centered people aren't good servants. People that are too aloof aren't good servants. And so I think we can serve the people. I think we're like the folks. I told somebody the other day, I will never, ever refer. I will never refer to you as a constituent. That word just sounds like a disease from somewhere, constituent. I will always refer to you as the people or the folks or the citizens. And we need to get back to not just giving the good people lip service, but they need to know. Someone down there, I pick up the phone. I had a lady tell me the other day, she says, there is no customer service at DHHS. Now, obviously, I'm not running to go to work in the DHHS, so to speak. But the fact that she said, when I pick up the phone and call Lincoln, there is no customer service, that should never, ever be a problem with a state legislator. People should be able to pick up the phone and they should know that someone on the other line cares and is willing to say, you know what, that's why I'm down here. I'm down here to serve you. I'm not down here to be at the Capitol or to find the next stepping stone to the next place in my life. I'm down here to serve you. And that's what's in our heart. And so I think we'd do a good job with that.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Tanya, let's wrap things up and give us your best shot here.
Yeah, I agree. Self-promotion is not the way we're wired out here in the Sandhills. We're hardworking people, and we are humble, and we just like to get our work done. But, you know, I was given some advice. Of course, I referred to this earlier. I really got sort of interested in these issues in 1990 when I came back to raise my family and ranch with my husband and began to understand the TIOSA formula, the school finance, the realities of how we're sort of easily dismissed out here in the 43rd District. And I've just stayed engaged because I care. I tend to see things from a big picture perspective. Things are often, and I know not everything is black and white, but for me, things are right or wrong. They're black or white. They're legal, they're illegal. Some of these things are common sense. And so, seeing